What is going on, my friends? This is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 299 of the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Flip Empire Show. My name is Alex Pardo. I am the host, and I'm really, really grateful for you taking the time to tune into the show where it's my goal to over-deliver and give you what you need to succeed in your real estate investing business and to create the freedom that and the wealth that you're probably after. And it's not just about freedom and wealth, guys, and it's not just about the tactics and strategies of real estate investing, but it's also about personal development mindset and how to create the type of business that is going to support the lifestyle you want, how to achieve more in different areas and different aspects of your life. So I really, really appreciate that. Having said it, we are going to talk more X's and O's and more strategies, because the last 10 to 15 episodes, aside from the masterclass interviews, have been more personal development, more mindset based, and more how to achieve in between your ears, right? Versus the actual strategies and tactics that we also need to succeed within our investing businesses. So I want to talk to you about something that we have been testing more lately. And that is, we have noticed that on the appointments where our acquisitions manager goes on, that we are able to connect with sellers and actually get a deal done. In the appointments where we're actually able to provide a solution and a service and help these people, typically are the ones where our lead manager went deeper on the phone. On the initial phone call, we went deeper with these people and we're able to connect with them on several different levels. Number one, where we were able to build a greater level of rapport. It set up our acquisitions manager for success heading into that appointment. Number two, when we were able to get deeper and ask problem questions, impact questions, picture perfect, really get a better understanding for the seller's motivation or potential lack of motivation. But when we were able to drill down into that seller situation, hear them, connect with them, those are the deals where we were able to really get once our acquisitions manager went and got face to face with them, opposed to the appointments that were set where it may have been a 3 to 5 minute conversation. It checked off some of the boxes where the seller has equity, the seller does have a property they want to sell, and they're not, you know, asking way above the after repaired market value of the property. In other words, they were somewhat realistic. They could have been asking retail. They could have been asking slightly above retail or maybe a little bit below. That's our criteria for us to go on appointments. I created some episodes about 6 months ago where last year we were shooting ourselves in the foot because we were over qualifying the sellers that we would go on appointments with. In other words, we were only booking appointments, scheduling appointments with the low hanging fruit. And that was a challenge, you know, because we have invested a lot of time, money, energy, and resources into the sales process. And we are able to close and convert when we get face to face with sellers. And yet we just didn't have enough at bats, right? We weren't giving ourselves the opportunity to get deals done that could have been challenging on the phone, but face to face, we were able to bridge that gap, build a deeper connection with these sellers, expand on the rapport. And last year when we pivoted and we went in that direction, we loosened up the qualifying process, started going on more appointments, we started getting more deals done. So that could be a tip right there for a lot of you, is that you guys need to be running more appointments, get in front of more sellers if that's your model. I know several successful investors that have a model where they do deals on the phone and that works for them. That's awesome. That is fantastic. If that's your model, just double, triple down on what you're already doing. For us, we tend to do more deals getting face-to-face with the seller. So one practical tip is start running more appointments. Get in front of these sellers, even if it doesn't appear like they are highly motivated. Now, here's where I kind of segue into what I talked about at the beginning of this episode, is the appointments where now our lead manager is spending between 10 and 20 minutes on the phone with these people. Those appointments are like I said, we're in a much better position to get those deals done when our acquisitions manager gets in front of them, as opposed to the ones where it was a 3-5-7 minute conversation, because that level of rapport wasn't built. And it's something that we have been testing over the course of the last month, and we're seeing better results. And one of the things that we're doing now on our acquisition sales training every single week is we are making sure that our lead manager, who's an absolute rock star, she is awesome in every sense of the word. Now we're equipping her with more tools to go deeper on these conversations. And it's really helping our acquisitions manager. By the way, you know, speaking of our acquisitions guy, this is something that I'll probably dedicate another podcast episode to this, but you know, about a month and a half ago, one of our previous team members who had been with us for a good 2.5 years, I had to make a difficult decision and let him go. He's no longer on our team. And that was a really, really challenging week to couple of weeks for me because, you know, as with all of our team members, somebody I deeply care about. But it just wasn't working. You know, it wasn't the right fit anymore. The results that we were after weren't happening, and there just were too many challenges. And I think he's going to be in a better place moving forward once he's in a role that's better suited for him. But you know, I had to make a difficult decision, and I was very hesitant to make that decision for several reasons. One of which is, you know, sometimes when you go out and you hire and you know, you're scaling the company, you're adding the right team members. I'm so protective of the culture, the environment we have. And I make myself jump through hoops to make sure I find that right person. I'm really grateful that God put the right person on our team, an acquisitions manager that, you know, we have been in the onboarding process for the last month and a half, and he recently got his first deal. And to kind of put a bow on this entire episode, it's no coincidence that this was a conversation that he actually took, and he got really, really, really deep with the seller. And before the appointment, he probably spent another 10 to 15 minutes on the phone with the seller going deep. And so when he walked in the door, there was already a familiarity and a level of comfort that was established on these couple of calls with the seller. And he was able to go in there and provide a solution, help the seller. It took about an hour to an hour and a half because there were some deal killers that we had to overcome. There was a few objections that he had to get over, but he got his first deal done. And he's pumped, he's energized. And that's something that you guys need to really encourage, bottle up. There's going to be mistakes when you hire new people. There's going to be mistakes with existing team members that know the process. And it's keeping the lines of communication open with your team. It's how you coach them up and how you kind of get through those and use those as learning and teaching moments. Understanding as the leader, as the visionary of your business, guys, that it's not a one size fits all. You cannot lead and manage everybody the same way. You have to understand people's strengths, their weaknesses, their personality, and use that to manage and lead, you know, depending on the person's personality type. You have to kind of know, you know, when to use the rod, as they say, versus, you know, when to use a soft, passive voice. And there's different management styles. And this is something I'm learning in my quest to just improve as a leader, improve as a communicator. And so I just wanted to kind of share some of these things that we're doing in our business now that are working, because, you know, there was a period where we were onboarding our new acquisitions manager, where our previous acquisition manager was no longer with us, that we kind of slowed down. We took a little bit of a hit for like 2 to 3 weeks. And, you know, sometimes I realize that you have to hit the pause button, or you have to slow down sometimes and take a few steps back to take many giant leaps forward. Okay. So understand that, recognize that it's part of the process. It's not always going to be, you know, rainbows and unicorns. And sometimes the business is going to hit some tough times, but it's really keeping your finger on the pulse. It's how you lead. It's how you motivate, inspire your team. And then sometimes it's rolling up your sleeves and really figuring out, where did we go wrong? What's going south? What's not working now that was working before? And we realized that we just were not going deeper on some of these initial conversations. We had the approach, not even consciously, that it was going to be a volume game for us. And we were just going to schedule as many appointments as possible, get our acquisitions manager in front of these sellers, but realizing that these people had zero motivation, which is okay. But if you just take the extra couple of minutes, extra 5-10 minutes, go above and beyond, connect with these sellers, you know, go through your script, but make sure that you're listening to them, to understand them, not so much just to hear them. connect with them, build that rapport, build that bond with them, I promise you, you're putting yourself in a much, much better position to get these deals done and to help these people when you get in front of them. So hopefully, this is some practical advice that we have implemented, that we've seen some results that you can now use in your business. Let me know your thoughts, guys. I am putting out more content on my Instagram. So if you can at me at AlexPardo25. Matter of fact, one of the things that we're doing is we're pre-releasing little bite-sized chunks of videos of podcast episodes that have yet to be released. So make sure that you guys connect with me on Instagram at AlexPardo25. We'll include that in the show notes page. And really, really appreciate you. Thank you guys for tuning in, and look forward to connecting with you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.